Good day to you. Here are my three things today about Isaiah chapter 3. In chapter 3, we really see the people's great sin and rebellion against God stand front and center. The sin of the people makes it clear the great need for salvation beyond what man could possibly do. And yet the people, they should listen, but they don't listen. My people don't understand, God said in the opening verses of the book. But in chapter 3, we see that this is really why things are going so badly in Judah and in Jerusalem. We see the prophet give a long list of what the apostasy, that rebellion against God, is leading to, a lack of support from God. We see that as you read through chapter 3. And yet the people are not ashamed of their impiety and their rebellious ways, their sinful ways. They're proud of it. Verse 9 says they parade their sin like Sodom. They show it off. So that's number one. And number two, again, in the midst of judgment and such harsh law, we hear God speak about his people, the righteous. Verse 10, tell the righteous that it will go well for them, and they will eat the fruits of their labor. One verse, and yet in contrast to the ungodly, these righteous, they honor God by receiving the gift of salvation. They trust him to be righteous before God. And so in the middle of this rebellious Judah, it will go well for the righteous, thanks to God's goodness and saving mercy. And then finally, number three today, the last part of the chapter focuses on the proud women of Jerusalem, and really that section, it's the shallowness, the pride, and the extravagance among the women of that city, really graphically depict humanity's self-worship and pride. This is how we think. We worship ourselves. We love ourselves. We beautify ourselves because we think it's all about us, and we're prideful. And like the saying goes, pride goes before the fall. And so Isaiah predicts the judgment of the Lord in different ways as he closes out chapter 3, coming in humiliation on the people. And so those are my three things for today. Tomorrow we'll pick up at chapter 4. May God bless your day.